27 wildest days. Day 27. I've often been criticised, sometimes harshly, sometimes out of concern, sometimes for no good reason, for being too negative. Well, like, that's my fault. Thing is, my take on the world is based on an interpretation of events I observe. Wow, really, Andrew? What other profound insight are you going to share for the rest of the poor, blind souls who don't have your gift? See? I'm doing it now. I'm trying to be honest and open about the way I see the world, and my piss-taking self kicks in against itself. Abandon hope, all ye who waste time with me. But really, my comment on the world is necessarily warped or influenced, you decide, by my broader experience of the world through living my life in it. I'm a regular person. I'm not in a position to share with anyone my life lessons, my recipes for success, other than on survival. How to Hang On in a Shitstorm by Andrew C. Fox. That's my contribution. If I were a great artist or business person, I would have a different take on the world. But there is more. It's simple, but on several occasions when I've tried to explain this, like at a party, the result has been the mirror opposite of my intention. That happens a lot, so I shouldn't be surprised. It is this. Given that none of us are guaranteed tomorrow, and the inescapable fact that death stalks us from the day we are born, wait, honestly, it gets better. We should embrace our mortality and celebrate every moment we have, because it's better than the alternative, namely, living in fear and worry. A coward dies 1,000 deaths, right? This does not mean ignore the fucking lockdown. It means stay home and count your blessings. Yes, life is a bitch, and no one understands our personal suffering. Just remember that everyone else feels the same way. That's the good news. We're in this shit together. Hold your head up and keep going.